Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 934 for Saturday, April 27th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. After 3 weeks in the top 10, back in the top 10, falling from 10 to 20, is Wormspan by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemaier Games, with 16,918 views. That's a decline of 6,435, or 28% from last week. Though it is only 58 fewer than last week's number 20, and only 92 fewer than the number 20 from 2 weeks ago. So this portion of the list has been unusually stable. Re-entering the top 20 for the first time since the first week of the year, at number 19, Earth, by Maxime Tardif, published by Inside Up Games, with 17,190, about 300 more than Wormspan, and a gain of 80% from last week. After falling from 7 down to 22 last week, moving back up to 18, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 17,727. About 500 more than Earth, and a gain of 11%. Repeating at number 17, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 17,956. About 230 more than Spirit Island, and a decline of 3.5%. Sliding back one more spot to number 16, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 18,179, about 220 more than Brass, and a decline of 13%. After an 11-position jump last week, making another 5-position climb to number 15, The White Castle, by Sheila Santos and Israel Sendrero, published by Devere, with 18,529, 350 more than Heat, and a gain of 9%. Very consistent gaps between these games here, from 15 to 20, each separated by just a few hundred. The total gap from the White Castle down to Wormspan ends up being about 1,600. And then the gap up to the 14 is 1,400. And repeating at number 14 for the 14th, no, I'm sorry, the second time, is Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 19,926, a decline of 8%. After climbing from number 16 all the way up to number 2 last week, back down to 13, Burning Banners by Christopher Moeller, published by Compass Games, with 20,929, 1,003 more than Dune, a decline of 65%. After popping back into the top 10 at number 6 last week, falling back 6 to 12, Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 21,145, about 200 more than Burning Banners, and a decline of 23%. Moving back up 2 to 11, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 21,765, about 600 more than Uprising, and a decline, actually, of 73 views, or 0.3%, but that's negligible, and it moves up a couple spots. Well, after the very impressive 8 new entries we had last week, we have 6 new entries this week. Although a couple of them stuck around from last time. Still, falling out are from 6 to 12, Dune Imperium Uprising. From 2 to 13, Burning Banners. From 10 to 20, Wormspan. From 9 to 22, Agemonia. From 5 to 80, Nature. And from 7 out of the top 100, Tiny Epic Game of Thrones. Number 10, Inventions, by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 22,314, about 550 more than Ark Nova, and a gain of 39% from where it was last week at number 21, an 11-position climb as it returns to the top 10 for the fourth time after about 10 months away. The subtitle of Inventions is Evolution of Ideas. It's a civilization game focused on technological developments, hence the name. It has point-to-point movement and worker placement as primary mechanisms. Number 9, The Anarchy, by Bobby Hill, published by Garfield Games, with 23,288, about 1,000 more than Inventions. The setting of this one is, as Garfield Games is wont to do, finding settings that are underutilized, this time 12th century England, following the death of Henry I, a very specific background on this. It's a flip-and-right game. At number 8, The Castles of Burgundy, the special edition, by Stefan Felt, published by Alia and Ravensburger and Awaken Realms, with 25,757, about 2,500 more than the Anarchy, and about double what it had last week when it entered at number 30, a 22-position climb. It returns after 7 months away and charts for the 11th time. It has returned due to a reprint for this deluxified special edition on GameFound, which has had nearly $2 million pledged. Number 7, Fallout, by Andrew Fisher and Nathan Hayek, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 28,145. About 2,400 more than the Castles of Burgundy, so close to 5,000 more than the Anarchy at number 9. Fallout is a 2017 release, currently ranked about 1,200 on BoardGameGeek, a 1-4 player game based on the video game series of the same name, resurgent now thanks to the new TV series, presumably, as it returns after more than 6 years out of the top 10. Charting for the 8th time. Number 6, Skyrise, by Sebastian Pachon and Adam Wise, published by Roxley Games, with 31,162, 3,000 more than Fallout, a decline of 28% as it loses 3 positions from last week. Number 5, Heroes of Might and Magic 3, the board game, by Kamil Bielkowski and Jakub S. Olicek, published by Archon Studio, with 36,777, 5,600 more than Skyrise, a gain of 43%. After rocketing into the top 10, or back into the top, it has been very volatile. It was in the top 10 for a couple weeks, fell out of the top 10 for a couple weeks, and is now back in for a couple of weeks. It went from 24 to 8 to 5. Number 4. Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 41,499, 4,700 more than Might and Magic, and a gain of 10%, yet it retains its number 4 position. This is the 10th week in the top 10 for Arcs, making it the 97th game to reach that milestone. Number 3, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libelude, with 42,957, about 1,500 more than Arcs, a decline of 28% from its number 1 debut last week, but it does stay in the top 10, breaking a streak that we've had lately of games that failed to do so. Number 2, Knights of the Round Table, by Johnny Pack, published by Crafty Games, with 45,102, a couple thousand more than Harmonies. Knights of the Round Table is a debut, and the setting is, obviously, Camelot. According to the publisher, not a lot of details here, says, quote, through their choices, players sculpt a unique narrative and unlock new modules, unquote. Among the things that the players can do is build a 3D castle as part of the game. Number 1, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 50,458, more than 5,000 better than Knights of the Round Table. So, after a lot of very close spacing in the lower reaches of the top 20, several thousand between most of the entries here in the top 10. Slay the Spire previously charted about a year and a half ago. It returns and charts for the second time for its first week at number 1. It is a board game version of the deck-building video game of the same name. Its Kickstarter project from a couple of years ago raised about $4 million. It is now arriving just about 4 months late. Now, last week I said that we'd set a mark that we hadn't seen in more than 8 years for the fewest weeks for a longest-running game. Well, this week, it's even more the case. Last week, we had a game with 20 weeks in the top 10. That was Uprising. It fell out. No longer running game moved in. This week, the longest running game is The Castles of Burgundy with 11 weeks. Arx comes in second with 8. Fallout in third. I'm sorry, Arx has 10. Fallout has 8. So, to now we have to go back. It's just a few weeks earlier from the mark that we saw before. As you may remember, last time, maybe you don't remember, it was late November of 2015 was the previous time we'd seen fewer weeks for the longest running game. It was Blood Rage with 14 weeks at that point. Well, this is better than that. So we have to go back up a few weeks in November of 2015 to the early part of the month where Blood Rage had only 11 weeks, just like Castles of Burgundy does this week. At that time, Kingdom Death Monster had 9, Pandemic Legacy Season 1 had 7. Those were the three longest running games. We see the same thing here. The all-time, I scrolled back a little bit further. Back into October of 2015, there was a week where Blood Rage was the longest running game. Now I'm having a hard time remembering. It was either 7 or 8 weeks. I want to say it was 8 weeks, and yet the longest running. That could happen here, where we're in that range. So just to ask the question of why, what's going on that this is happening? Well, I think a lot of it has to do with there's new games. Obviously, it's an influx of new games. There's always new games, though. So the question, what typically happens is there's some long-running game that means that even if the second longest-running game is 10 or 20 weeks or 30, you've still got some very long-in-the-tooth game who's up there for a long time. And right now, we don't have that. For the first time in many years. Back in the earlier days of this list, as I've mentioned a number of times, the long-running game was Android Netrunner alongside X-Wing, Star Wars X-Wing miniatures game. Those two both had over 100 weeks in the top 10 eventually. By 2015, Star Wars Imperial Assault had also charted 50 or 60 times and then tailed off. But we're before... Right, so in 2015, we're before Scythe really making its splash in the middle of 2016, and then following closely on the heels of Scythe were, of course, Terraforming Mars and Gloomhaven and Arkham Horror, the card game, to a lesser degree, Spirit Island. All of those games had over 100 weeks eventually on the list. And so since all of those games, and of course in the case of three of them, they had over 200 weeks on the list, 200 weeks is 4 years. So that means for 4 years, these games hanging around in the top 10 were keeping other games out. Not keeping other games out, but making it so that the longest running game was always one of these long running games. By the time they finally drifted out of the top 10, largely, there were other games that had cropped up and had put some long times in. Spirit Island, again, was one of those. Dune Imperium became one. Ark Nova is another one. Those are a couple more that have had over 100 weeks on the list. This past year, it's been Heat along with Ark Nova. But see, now those have slipped into the top 20. And maybe not permanently. With Heat, I'm starting to wonder if maybe it's not going to make recurring appearances in the top 10. But Ark Nova this week is at number 11. So you see, a difference of 550 views between 10 and 11, and Ark Nova would have been right back there in the top 10. So it's a little bit fluky, but it's also largely indicative that long-running popular games are starting to fade, And there is no new currently. There is that we're in this era where there's no one or two significant, dominant, long-running games that are eating up all of the oxygen. That's a bad metaphor. And it's very similar to the reason why we're having all of these games debut at number one and then fall back out. This is common, actually. It's just in an era where Gloomhaven was staking out week after week at number one, or Netrunner, or Ark Nova. Well, games debuted at number two and then dropped out the next week. So it just wasn't as perhaps noticeable because you had other games blocking them at the top. So it's interesting. It's a different kind of feel to the list when you don't have these longtime stalwarts hanging out in the top 10. Again, we're still hearing them in the top 20, not quite the same. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Well, at some point, some game will show up that will grab the attention of everybody and make a nice long run of the top 10. We'll have to see what it is. For Saturday, April 27th, 2024.